Joe Biden, Let's Beat Russia by Importing Russians for Americans' Careers. By Neil Monroe on May 4, 2022. Indebted U.S. college graduates would help the war against Russia by sharing their careers with imported Russian graduates, according to a funding request sent to Congress by President Joe Biden. The funding request would amend Section 203(b)(2) of the Immigration and Nationality Act to eliminate the requirement that Russian STEM professionals have an employer sponsor in the United States before applying for an employment-based green card visa, says the April 28 the funding request. The bill would attract and retain Russian STEM talent and undercut Russia's innovative potential, benefiting U.S. national security, the document says. The message to U.S. professionals is that Uncle Sam wants you to suffer wage depression, to ensure that a larger portion of Ukraine is under the government of Kyiv but not Moscow, responded Mark Kerkorian, director of the Center for Immigration Studies. It's not a vital U.S. interest whether some districts of eastern Ukraine are to be run from Moscow or Kyiv, said Kerkorian. The bloody war over districts in eastern Ukraine, such as the Luhansk Oblast, is the kind of ugly European power politics that our founding fathers wanted to keep us out, he added. GOP leaders will try to exclude the corporate giveaway from the spending bill, one Hill source told Breitbart News. The Democratic majority can pass an expensive aid package where we're going to send defense and humanitarian assistance to Ukraine, or even to the neighboring European nations to help them absorb refugees in their country, the source said. But we, Republicans, will not be including immigration provisions. The spending request rule would allow Fortune 500 executives to hire hundreds of thousands of desperate Russian graduates for the jobs and careers that are needed by tens of millions of American graduates. Those U.S. graduates are already being forced to compete for jobs and decent wages against the little-recognized population of roughly 1.5 million college-trained contract workers extracted from India, China, and other poor countries. The spending request hides the breadth of foreign graduates sought by the new extraction policy under a long list of military-style technologies: advanced computing, advanced engineering materials, advanced gas turbine engine technologies, advanced manufacturing, advanced and networked sensing and signature management, advanced nuclear energy technologies, advanced particle detector instrumentation technologies, artificial intelligence, autonomous systems, and robotics, biotechnologies, communication, and networking technologies, cybersecurity, directed energy, financial technologies, human-machine interfaces, hypersonics, advanced missile propulsion technologies, networked sensors, and sensing, quantum information technologies, renewable energy generation and storage, semiconductors and microelectronics, space technologies and systems. But the language says the invite is for Russians who have earned a master's or doctoral degree in the United States or an equivalent foreign degree in a field involving science, technology, engineering, or mathematics, STEM. But the federal definition of STEM is extremely broad. The definition is also being expanded to the universities which dangle U.S. work permits to help recruit fee-paying foreign students. The federal definition for STEM includes dairy science, horticultural science, soil microbiology, veterinary anatomy, environmental studies, forestry, media, computer programming, data processing, web page design, computer support specialist, education/instructional technology, architectural engineering, HVAC technicians, environmental technicians, manufacturing technician, quality control technician, solar energy technician, biology, animal behavior, plant genetics, exercise physiology, ecology, statistics, financial mathematics, behavioral sciences, climate science, financial analytics, chemistry, paleontology, child psychology, archaeology, medical science, environmental health, and the catch-all title of business statistics. If the plan were confined to PhDs in STEM fields, the numbers would be much lower, Kerkorian said. The tell is that these proposals are never limited to PhDs. They always include master's degree holders. Frankly, I have a master's degree and I shouldn't be getting any special immigration consideration from any foreign country, and neither should master's degree holders abroad. This kind of master's degree proposal always metastasizes into a means of importing cheap labor to undermine Americans. A 2017 article in Forbes.com calculated that Russia had 561,000 STEM graduates. As usual, the scale of the program is unrecognized by U.S. reporters, who do not recognize the federal government's long-standing strategy of fueling economic growth with extraction migration from poor countries. For example, Bloomberg.com reported the extraction proposal shows the U.S. is enticing experts in semiconductors, cybersecurity, space, even as it also noted that a spokesman for the National Security Council confirmed that the effort is meant to weaken Putin's high-tech resources in the near term and undercut Russia's innovation base over the long run, as well as benefit the U.S. economy and national security. Many reporters are not going to dig into this. They're just going to transcribe what they think is the right point of view, said Gregorian. Few media outlets have noticed the many millions of white-collar jobs have been transferred to legal and illegal migrants and contract workers. The jobs were transferred to the millions of H-1B, L-1, J-1, TN, or B-1/B-2 visa workers that have been imported and hired by Fortune 500 companies and their many subcontractors, or to the millions of optional practical training graduates produced by U.S. universities. That foreign inflow has pushed myriad U.S. technology professionals out of well-paying careers. A 2021 study by the Census Bureau reported. The vast majority, 62%, of college-educated workers who majored in a STEM, science, technology, engineering and math, field were employed in non-STEM fields such as non-STEM management, law, education, social work, accounting or counseling. In addition, 10% of STEM college graduates worked in STEM-related occupations such as healthcare. The path to STEM jobs for non-STEM majors was narrow. Only a few STEM-related majors, 7%, and non-STEM majors, 6%, ultimately ended up in STEM occupations. This year, House Democrats have voted to accelerate this white-collar outsourcing via a draft bill marketed as a bill to counter China's government-backed companies. However, GOP leaders, including Senator Todd Young, RN, have promised to block the measure, which would deny myriad well-paying jobs to Americans in the GOP-dominated Midwest. The mass transfer of jobs and careers to foreign graduates has coincided with the flatlining of salaries for a wide range of U.S. college graduates. Most college graduates have actually seen their real income stagnate or even decline since 2000, says New York Times columnist Paul Krugman. Many of those who did manage to graduate found that the financial rewards were far smaller than they expected. He said in an April 29 article that ignored immigration while urging more government spending to reduce unpaid college debt. Krugman, however, drafted a chart showing how median white-collar wages have stagnated. This existing displacement goes far beyond Silicon Valley or Fortune 500 jobs. For example, hospital chains have used the visa workers and immigration rules to bump at least 1 million Americans out of skilled nursing and other healthcare technician jobs. Nationwide, almost 20 million working-age men have been pushed out of the workforce by the massive inflow of low-wage migrants. Extraction migration. Since at least 1990, the D.C. establishment has extracted tens of millions of migrants and visa workers from poor countries to serve as legal or illegal workers, temporary workers, consumers, and renters for various U.S. investors and CEOs. This economic strategy of extraction migration has no stopping point. It is brutal to ordinary Americans because it cuts their career opportunities, shrinks their salaries and wages, raises their housing costs, and has shoved at least 10 million American men out of the labor force. Extraction migration also distorts the economy and curbs Americans' productivity, partly because it allows employers to use stoop labor instead of machines. Migration also reduces voters' political clout, undermines employees' workplace rights, and widens the regional wealth gaps between the Democrats' coastal states and the Republicans' heartland and southern states. An economy built on extraction migration also alienates young people and radicalizes Americans' democratic compromise-promoting civic culture because it allows wealthy elites to ignore despairing Americans at the bottom of society. The policy is hidden behind a wide variety of excuses and explanations, such as the claim that the U.S. is a nation of immigrants or that Americans have a duty to accept foreign refugees. But the economic strategy also kills many migrants, exploits poor people, splits foreign families, and extracts wealth from the poor home countries. The economic policy is backed by progressives who wish to transform the U.S. from a society governed by European-origin civic culture into a progressive-led empire of competing identity groups. We're trying to become the first multiracial, multi-ethnic superpower in the world, Representative Rohit Khanna, DCA, told the New York Times on March 21. It will be an extraordinary achievement. We will ultimately triumph, he insisted. Not surprisingly, the wealth-shifting extraction migration policy is very unpopular, according to a wide variety of polls. The polls show deep and broad public opposition to labor migration and the inflow of foreign contract workers into jobs sought by young U.S. graduates. The opposition is growing, anti-establishment, multiracial, cross-sex, non-racist, class-based, bipartisan, rational, persistent, and recognizes the solidarity that Americans owe to one another.